Hi there. Good morning, New York. You are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE, and it is Friday, July 14th, 2017. It is 75 degrees in Encinitas, and we are getting ready for the weekend, inviting visitors and tourism to our city. And that's our talk for today. Travel. Hope you'll join us. I'll be right back. Take a moment throughout the day and visit Maria Kamen's blogs on blogspot.com. It is Diamond Glamour Girls, Men Get Wed, Women Get Wed, and MK Pure Diamond Events. There's something for everybody. Hi there. You are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE, and this weekend we are talking about travel and visiting Encinitas. What can you do in Encinitas? Well, first of all, my thoughts are if you're in the age range of 20 to 30, you're planning your weekend right now all day at work. What are you going to do? It's Friday night and you have the weekend off. So you'll be thinking about all those things you could be doing during the weekend. You know, will you go out to dinner with friends? Will you stay home? Or will you take a flight and fly to San Diego for the weekend? It's an interesting thing because each person's lifestyle is different. Now, if you're looking for the party lifestyle in Encinitas, well, there's a few places that stay open, but very few. So it's kind of this sleepy town that has a downtown and an uptown. And the fun thing about it is that it has art places you can visit. It's a relaxed place, so all you have to do is pack your shorts, your t-shirt, your sandals, your swimsuit, and you're ready to go. Grab your booster board, because we have a bike lane that'll take you all the way up the coast. You can ride your booster board there. We have Swamis, which is a known surf area. So grab your towel, your sunscreen, and walk to the beach. You can just spend the day at the beach relaxing, or you can go to the movie theater, La Paloma, or you can just enjoy your day just walking around and visiting the art stores and the trendy shops that we have. There's some fine dining, everything from a taco stand to, if you're a bar person, there's D Street Bar. And I believe a new beer place just opened up for those that enjoy beer tasting. Now we have a little something for everybody. If you're more the uptown kind of person, then drive on up to El Camino Real, and there's shops that you can go shopping. There's still the mom and pop owned stores. There furniture stores. There's anything you might need. And it's all within, I don't know, 5 miles. So you can technically walk around the town if you wanted to. If you kind of stay away from the residential, it gets a little bigger there. But I'm talking about the main streets. Although I don't recommend it because it's a little tiring and there's an uphill that doesn't seem like it's a big thing, but you know, it's a gradual uphill climb, and by the time you get to the top you realize, you know what, it's pretty tiring. I just climbed a big hill. So, sound boring? It's really not. We have people of all nationality, of all races, and it's such a quiet town where you can hear your own thoughts. And the amazing thing is, it's such a quiet town that you feel alone, although you talk to anyone and they will answer your questions, and you won't feel like you're imposing on someone. It's an amazing thing, our little town. We're pretty friendly, and The locals just love to have you come visit. So you are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE, recommending that this Friday night you go to JFK and grab a plane and visit San Diego. Are you thinking of traveling? Visit Encinitas, but don't forget to rent a cabana. Call the city of Encinitas and find out if you can rent a cabana on Moonlight Beach. Bring your bongo drums, your surfboard, and watch the girls playing volleyball. It's a beautiful beach. Not interested in any of that? Then bring your booster board or your water play of whatever choice you'd like. It's all welcome at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas. Hi there, you are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. And today we are talking about beautiful city of Encinitas and traveling to Encinitas. I did a little bit of research and discovered that flights out of JFK range from $564, and today there's a couple specials for $124 or $272, and I was quite amazed that you can actually travel from JFK, land in San Diego 3 hours later for under $200. That's quite impressive. And the airlines that are traveling to San Diego is United, Delta, Southwestern, JetBlue, American, and Alaska Airlines. That is an amazing amount of travel coming into town for the weekend. And the prices are so reasonable. You have to think about if you are going to go out dancing or to a nightclub or to a dinner and a movie tonight, you will definitely spend $200. That's just an easy thing to do. So why not spend $200 on a flight to Encinitas and spend a weekend lounging or visiting the spa? We have these amazing spas that you will leave Encinitas revitalized and ready to be a new person in the workplace. I swear by the spas. They are absolutely amazing. They can take an hour massage or an hour and a half massage and take the pain right out of your stressful week and have you relaxing for the rest of the week and the weekend. From the sunsets to the sunrises, we just are an incredibly blessed city. You can see it all along the coast and walk all along the coast. You are so lucky you feel so lucky to even be alive and blessed. So our city has everything you could ever want. Be sure to call and rent a cabana and, bring your surfboard, your bongo drums, whatever it is that you enjoy doing at the beach. And come join us this weekend. See you in Encinitas. Hi there, you are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor, and I'm just encouraging you to stop by and visit Encinitas. I know there's a lot of YouTubers that are looking for new material constantly, and there's artists that need a new topic or creative people that need a new subject, and sometimes it's fun just to get away. Besides our incredible spas and our fun things to do, there are these amazing little stores within the city that love teaching children and adults photography or beadwork or artistry. There are surf stores that have this amazing ability to have instructions that they will teach you how to surf if that's what you want to do. If you want to learn how to ski, they will teach you how to ski. There are this path from Swami's to the camping area, and I can't remember what the camping area is. San Alejo, I believe. But it's a 3-mile stretch, and I jog it every day. And you can bring your dog if you'd like. You can bring your booster board if you'd like. You can bring your skateboard if you like, or your bicycle, or whatever it is that is your ride. And if you hit it at the right time, in the morning or in the evening, sunrise or sunset, it is the most picturesque and beautiful of skies. And the sky reflects in the water, and it is absolutely one of my favorite things to do, especially in the evening, to stroll with the person that you love and watch the sun fall over the horizon. It is just an amazing, picturesque, beautiful thing that happens, and the sky and the water reflect each other. You know, sometimes it's this golden yellow that is just amazing when the gold hits the blue and the sky is just reflected of that. Or sometimes it's an orange sunset. And I'm sure that you've seen beautiful sunsets where you're at. However, this little path offers just the best of everything. I do want to forewarn you that not to step out into the little cliff area. It's unsure there, so don't walk out into the. There are these little paths in between the bushes, but there's you know, it's a cliff, so you know it's unsure ground. However, there are little secret places where you can sit and be with the one you love and just enjoy your time together. So you have to find those out as you walk along. They're not posted, they're kind of hidden and secluded, and it's really cute. I hope you'll come visit us this weekend in our beautiful city of Encinitas. And if not this weekend, maybe you can put it in your future plans. You are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. We're talking about travel, traveling to Encinitas, California. And tomorrow's program will be the same. I hope you'll join us then too. Thanks so much. Go out and make it a great day. Hi there. You are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. And tomorrow's topic will be, what do you do once you get here? So when you're traveling, what's there to do? So we're going to talk about some generalities of things to do when you travel in the city. You know, kind of after the business trip and you don't really want to go out with coworkers, but you don't want to really stay in the hotel room. Just keeping your private time private while traveling. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE. Looking forward to having you call in with questions. Thank you so much. Don't forget to join me on Sunday for the continued discussion of Ivanka Trump's book, Women Who Work, Rewriting the Rules of Success. We're on chapter 3, and we're, I think, about halfway through the book. So looking forward to your call-ins or your emails. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. Hi there. Do you need a meeting, event, or wedding planner? Contact MK Pure Diamond Events at mkpurediamondevents.com. By appointment only.